Springfield's Rock Station Q102. What's up? I'm Baden on the line with someone just so epic, someone we love very much, Lizzie Hale, Hailstorm.
Aw, thank you so much. I need you to intro me whenever I walk into a bar and stuff, too, because that'd be awesome.
You know what, dude? I would quit my job to do that.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be such a boring job. You're like, wait, all right, here she comes again. They'd be so tired of it. No, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. And honestly, you know, I wouldn't even have to work for money. I would just want to play your new signature guitar.
Oh, and that's fine with me, too. It's like that's, you know, you can warm it up for me and then hand it off before we go on stage. It'd be great.
Beautiful. No, that thing is gorgeous. And it's like the almost like the opposite kind of color scheme and I don't know, attitude as the last one.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The 'cause Gibson made the Black Explorer as just a present for me. It showed up in the mail, and I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing. They're like, no, like, you know, the first one did so well, and like, and then I didn't realize that this is where they were testing me, right? Because they're like, oh, so how is it? Does it play? I'm like, no, it plays amazing. This is awesome. It's like, well, we were thinking, what if we did it, you know, another signature run, but with that mirrored effect. I'm like, oh my god, absolutely, let's just do it. So it's been awesome. It's been super awesome, and it's such a great guitar to play on stage, and you kind of feel differently, you know, from switching from the white one to the dark one, even though they're, you know, practically the same guitar. That's the beauty of guitars, no matter what, even if it's the same specs, they're completely different. But you just, I don't know, there's an attitude to this one that I'm enjoying. So I like guitars.
Yeah, no, I'm. It's become one of my dream guitars. Actually, I was watching a little review on it, and I was like, holy crap! The pickup, even from the pickup selection to it, and it's just, I don't know. It's just an overall just sleek guitar. So that's just my nerd thing today.
Well, thanks. That's awesome.
So you're gonna be here in December with In This Moment and New Year's Day. This is the same tour that happened last year, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. We literally, so, you know, Marie and I have been friends for years, forever, you know, and it's literally been every year like, well, we should tour together. Well, maybe next year, because we've both been so incredibly busy over the years, you know. So,
right.
Maybe next year. And then finally when it happened, so now we're like, do you want to do it again?
Yes.
Let's just do it one more time. Go. So we're definitely taking advantage of the fact that we are finally doing this.
Of course. And it's a super popular tour. I mean, this is some people's dream lineup to see. And you guys are making it happening. So thank you for that.
Oh, dude, of course. It's a dream for us, too. And it's amazing to, you know, to not only, you know, be with, you know, some of your good friends on tour, and I've never been surrounded by more women on tour, I don't think. that's a whole other animal. You know, but also, you know, as women, you know, it's amazing to really, I mean, see these audiences. I mean, I'm telling you, like, and this is just coming from even not just visually, but the numbers that we've been getting back. It's like 60-40 female to male in the audience. It's amazing to see these girls just like owning these heavy moments. And we're kind of proving that this genre is pretty genderless,
right?
You know, it's all the same stuff. But I have told a lot of my single male friends that if you're looking for a beautiful but crazy girl, you know, you can't argue with those numbers. You're not going to get that at the bars or at the clubs.
No way, man. I imagine a Valentine's Day show for you guys would be insane with that tour.
Oh, are you kidding me? That's a great idea, actually. I may steal that.
Do it, and then I'll find my plane ticket to wherever you're at, because I'm going to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That'd be awesome.
So did you get to dress up or anything for Halloween?
You know, for me, the past couple years, it's been so last minute with me that it's incredible because I have like an attic full of pretty much every stage outfit I haven't yet thrown away. So I'm pretty sure I could dress the village people at this point. It's just like, literally, it's almost like, okay, what do you want to be? All right, we can figure something out in my attic. So for instance, like, we never know if we're going to be home. So like, we just got back from this 6-week European tour. And so we didn't have any plans whatsoever. none of me, not even my friends. And so we're like, okay, well, I'll just stay at home with Candy. And then last minute, they're like, you want to go out to like this arcade? It's like a bar, but arcade. I'm like, absolutely, let's do that. So I'm like, okay, what do I want to be? I don't care. I'm just going to pick a bunch of stuff and put on some makeup. So I don't even know what I was, but it's just an amplified version of what I do on stage anyway. It's
there you go.
It's almost like every day is Halloween anyway. So
honestly, you could probably just throw on some zombie makeup and be Zombie Lizzie because
it's pretty easy.
Now, speaking of Halloween and doing that, there are people that dress up as you for Halloween, like that want to be you. How does that, is that like surreal or what?
Oh, absolutely. It's crazy because like you think back to like when you were a kid and you're like, oh, you know, will anyone ever do that for me? That'd be so weird if they did. And then they do.
Yeah.
and it's crazy, but it's such an honor, you know. Every time I see them, I try to whenever I see it around the season to retweet whenever I can because it's just so cute. And a lot of them are young kids, and you know they've gotten some like I want to say like Guitar Hero guitar or something like that, and they're all just and you really get to know what your rock uniform is, like, truly. Like, you
right.
know, like, if you were a cartoon character, this is what you look like, by the way.
Yeah, no, and that's super cool, because, like, do you ever get the feeling, like, whenever you look at yourself in the mirror, it's like, hey, is this exactly what everybody else sees I look like?
Yeah, nearly every night, actually, because it's like, especially, like, when we're on the road, I'm like, oh, I want to experiment with this. I'm like, is this really me, though? And is this, you know, and then, for instance, on this last tour, we were in Italy. And I swear, every girl in our meet and greet was dressed up in something that I had worn in a video or like on a lot. It was incredible. So I started like telling my guys, I'm like, I think I need to like wear this. So it was almost like the audience like picked out my outfit for me. I'm like, I think I kind of have to be that tonight. So it was kind of crazy.
That's awesome. And speaking of that, the keyboardist of my band actually grabbed some fashion from you. It's like a chain leash that she wears.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, no, she's like she met you once here in Missouri at some point, but she just freaking loves you. So, ha, Sarah, I told her.
That's fantastic.
Let's talk about your new single, Do Not Disturb. So,
what do you want to know?
Well, everything. But first, so it was this based on like on your personal experience, or can you say that?
Yes, it was completely based on my personal experience and an absolute true story. The song is basically me retracing my steps from a very fun evening that I had a little while ago. I've had multiple, I have to choose my words correctly, I guess, because I'm going to dig myself a hole.
Yeah.
But I've had many amazing experiences on the road, and this is one of them. And it all kind of started with the opening line, which is, I think we should make out. And
right.
then it goes from there. It's a great pickup line, because then you just kind of give the person something to, well, you know, look, I'm going to be gone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm leaving for another country. So if something's going to happen, it's going to happen now. And I think we should make out.
Yes.
And if that's not what you're into, that's cool too. You're not going to see me again. But
and that's so empowering too.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I ask because like, this is a subject that's heavy to me in my life and what I like to do. And it kind of shines light on different ways of having fun and not making it so taboo.
Oh, absolutely. We're living in an amazing time because even when I was, you know, little, you know, we were still kind of being taught like, no, you don't like kind of spread those things. And really, honestly, it's your life. You can talk about whatever you want to. But it's also amazing right now to be very, very comfortable with myself and my sexuality and what I want to put out there in the world. And what I realize is that the more honest that I am, to anyone who's, for better or worse, willing to listen to what I have to say.
Yeah.
It's freeing for me, but it's also, I've been getting such an amazing response from that, as in, it is empowering and it is encouraging everyone to just kind of be unapologetically themselves. And I'm proud of that stance that I'm kind of taking right now. And it's only because, like, hey, I would rather be that than, you know, it's got to be so much harder to pretend to be something that you're not.
Yeah.
Or to try to be, you know, something that people are expecting you to be. You know, it's easier and that much harder to be yourself. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, thank you for definitely putting out there the fact that, you know, you don't have to hide who you are. You don't have to hide, you know, your sexuality. You know, this is that time. It's 2018, and we should be allowed to talk about what makes us feel good.
Absolutely. But, you know, and with you know, any walk of life, whatever your sexuality is, whatever your gender is, you know, we all think about it, and everybody's got their thing, and it isn't so black and white. So it's nice to be a part of that. And that's really cool to hear from you, too. I appreciate that, man.
Oh, no problem. And I want to go on the music aspect of it. That bass line, though, it ties that together. Like, I think we should make... Oh, my God.
Yeah, my bass player, Josh, is a genius, and he's the quietest person in the band.
I can just picture him air grinding while he's doing that.
I'm going to tell him that.
Do it.
That's awesome. I totally will. But no, you know, that's the biggest reason why we ended up recording the song. So musically, with this song, started with me, but on synth. So I went through like this, like, synthesizer Moog, kind of obsession, I want to say. You can call it a phase, but it's an obsession. And I wrote a bunch of songs that weren't necessarily meant for the band. They were just fun songs. And Do Not Disturb was one of them. And I showed it to the guys, like, check this out. It's kind of a joke, but it's kind of catchy, too. And the guys are like, dude, we could totally do that. I'm like, no. We don't have to do this. It, like, I'm just showing it to you. And they're like, no, seriously. And literally, Josh, like, came to me the next day, was like, check this out. I'm like, oh, my God, that bass line is so sexy.
Damn, it was, too.
And then Joe ended up just, you know, that riff he has is basically my synth riff that he put on guitar. And it's like, okay, I guess we're doing the song now.
Yeah, you essentially just made musical porn, and I freaking love it.
Pretty much. That's awesome.
So, I'm super stoked to see you guys and to get here. I want to re-show you your drawing you did for me at Rocklahoma. You remember that?
Oh, awesome. I do. You know, I'm probably going to cringe because I'm not the best artist in the world.
but honestly, it wasn't bad for what it was. You know what I mean? Like, let me just tell you that a bunch of other musicians did a whole lot worse than you did.
Oh, well, that's good.
It was the most brilliant.
I mean, I had RJ's help, too.
And I hope we get to, like, do something cool with you guys when you're here. I think we were talking about throwing axes. You ever done anything that?
I haven't, but there's been a couple places that we've seen on the road that have, like, opened up. Like, wow, what is with the axe throwing? It's crazy. So yeah, that should be super fun.
Yeah, and this place is BYOB, too, so it's pretty – we freaking love it there.
Oh, awesome.
So December with In This Moment, New Year's Day, Hailstorm coming back here. Tickets are on sale now. And, of course, new album's kicking ass, and we'll play every track we can off of it.
Aw, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate that. You guys have always been family, and I just, you know, I just really appreciate it. We've been having a lot of these, like, moments, you know, in the past, like, year or so, just, like, as a band. Like, can you believe, like, we're still doing this? I'm like, yeah, man, it's like... It's all of us together, and it, you know, just we really appreciate your support and the family vibe over the years.
Yeah, and we appreciate the awesome music and the fact that you guys are so level-headed and down to earth, and you know, you listen to us, we listen to you, and it does kind of feel like that whenever we talk. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, though, and I appreciate that.
All right, love. I'll let you get back to doing your rock star thing. I'm gonna put this thing together and
awesome.
I need a beer.
Is it beer o'clock?
It's always beer o'clock.
That's awesome.
All right, love. See you in December. Thank you so much.
Anytime, sweetie. See you soon.
See ya. Bye.
Bye, hon.